Some of the country's inmates at highest risk to the coronavirus have filed a class action lawsuit demanding more protection and more releases. 10 inmates have died at the Federal Correction Complex in Butner, North Carolina, which houses a population with special health needs, and all the prisoners there make up nearly a sixth of federal prison inmate deaths nationwide. This lawsuit is just the latest in a series of similar actions against the Federal Bureau of Prisons and federal prisons across the country. David Vati is director of the National Prison Project at the American Civil Liberties Union, which represents prisoners at Butner. He joins us now. And David, start with the prisoners filing this lawsuit. Who are they and what are they saying?
Well, this prison houses the most medically vulnerable people in the entire federal prison system. So people who are actively receiving treatment for cancer, people with end-stage liver disease, people with advanced cardiac disease, and they are literally sitting ducks waiting for sickness and death as the virus tears through the prison. And what we're asking for is the ability to do what everyone is being told to do right now, to engage in social distancing, to maintain minimal standards of sanitation, of shared surfaces. But the problem with a prison environment is that all of those things that the public health experts are telling us to do are impossible in a prison environment. You can't engage in social distancing when you have four people locked in a cell together, or when you have people living in bunk beds a few feet apart. We're asking that conditions be changed so that the people at Butner can engage in the same kinds of public health practices to protect themselves and other people that we are all being told to practice at this time of national emergency.
Well, take us more inside this prison. The conditions at some are shocking, but this lawsuit alleges that quarantining is based on temperature, and inmates usually only get temperature checks when they ask for a sick call, which costs them $2. Do they have to pay to ask someone to take their temperature outside of the normal times? I mean, is that common, paying for a sick call?
Unfortunately, paying for medical care is common in prisons and jails throughout the United States. And while the amounts, $2, $4, may not seem like a lot to you and me, these are people who, if they're lucky enough to have a job, they might earn 10, 15, 25 cents an hour. So the problem is that it creates a disincentive to seek health care at a time when we want to encourage people to seek health care. If someone's having symptoms that are consistent with COVID-19, but they decide they're not going to report that because they don't want to pay the copay, obviously that hurts not only them, but the prisoners and staff that come into contact with them. So now more than ever, the policy of charging incarcerated people for health care is unbelievably short-sighted and harmful.
Well, and other prisons have released inmates. Is there a sense of why, in addition to better care and protection inside, one of the best ways to protect a prisoner who's near the end of a sentence, for instance, is to release them. Is that happening?
That's happening in some prisons and jails, some immigration detention facilities, but it's not happening nearly to the extent that it needs to. The public health experts are unanimous that really the only way to slow the spread of the virus in these facilities, prisons, jails, immigration detention, is to cut the population, to make it possible to engage in social distancing, to make it possible to maintain basic sanitation.
Well, you also represent inmates at a federal prison in Ohio. A judge ruled that prison had to transfer many of the vulnerable inmates, possibly some to home detention. The Trump administration requested to have that order thrown out, but just yesterday, the Supreme Court announced it wouldn't grant that request, a big victory for you. And do you think that will then push other prisons to also release prisoners?
I think the Supreme Court's denial of a stay in the Elkton case was a very positive sign. I think it shows that the court is taking this crisis very seriously, as of course it should. And we do hope that it will encourage judges to do what needs to be done to address this public health crisis in the nation's prisons and jails.
And it might indicate that some of these lawsuits might have the Supreme Court on their side.
Well, it's let's hope that's the case. It's early to tell, but one important thing to remember is that the virus doesn't distinguish between prisoners and staff, and it doesn't respect the prison walls. So if the prisoners have it today, the staff will have it tomorrow, and the community will have it the day after that. We are truly all in this together.
David Fati, director of the National Prison Project with the ACLU. David, thank you.
Thank you.
And this note, so far, the Federal Bureau of Prisons has not commented on that lawsuit.